Geek Radio Daily for Friday, August the 1st of 2008. All your geek without the wait. That's right. We are here at the end of the week, baby.
Yeah.
The weekend is upon us. Uh-huh. It's on us. It's beating us like
time
a...
Time to rock
like,
on down.
I don't even know what. Ooh, you're like freestyling.
It's time to rock on down. Gonna get with the groove.
Broadcasting from a different room, so if you hear weird sounds in the background, don't pay any attention to that. Because
real world's getting
nothing.
In the way.
It's nothing.
Nah.
That over there across from me, across from a totally different table from usual, is your friend and mine, co-host, super producer, Billy Flynn.
You spend far too much time with your computer. It's not healthy.
Ooh. Well, you've been told now. It's been brought in.
I suppose.
I'll tell you what. Me, I do too. I do too. I sleep with my computer. But then again, I have to sleep with somebody, right?
So true.
I am the vicar.
I'd love to go to the dance with you if I were ugly and dead.
Wow. I don't have standards. I don't find that to be
so
unacceptable
ugly,
in any way.
Ugly dead women, you could easily take to the...
Well, sure. I've done it before.
I would go wrist corsage.
Yeah, you're probably right. Saying. Well, they don't have to worry about being bleeders if you prick them. So, you know, that's okay, too. My dad, by the way, who went to medical school in the 1950s in Richmond, they used to steal cadavers and stuff. He had stories. They'd prop up the skeleton.
No wonder you would sneak into places.
They'd prop up the skeleton in the back seat of the convertible and go cruising down the street, put a cigarette in his mouth and stuff like that. All right, let's talk television, shall we?
Please.
Oh, here we go. This is what's on tonight. The Jonas Brothers, Billy Flynn, open up their lives and their bus. Tonight on ABC.
Sure, why not?
2020 goes inside the Jonas Brothers tour bus. They talk about their lives.
Their lives? They're 16, right?
Sorry. Yeah, I know. Put them together. They make one good one,
I know, right?
God. Also tonight on ABC, Jim Carrey stars in Lemon Snickers.
Snickers.
Some kind of series of unfortunate events tonight on ABC.
The books are really good. The books are fantastic.
Okay.
On Fox tonight, it is the remake of The Fog starring Tom Welling and Maggie Grace.
Where is he? I can't see.
Oh!
It's foggy.
In the fog, you can't... If it's foggy enough, maybe you can't tell that Jamie Lee Curtis, Adrian Barbeau are not in this film.
Maybe so. I don't know. We'll have to look closely. CBS tonight, it's a brand new Swing Town. I dragged that out as long as I could, sir.
I know. It's so weird. We're doing like three
if
things.
There's a fee involved, I'll swing.
There it is.
Pushed that button five seconds ago.
Yeah, I know.
God, okay. Tonight, sir, on WWE Friday Night SmackDown on the CW, Edge deals with the reinstatement of The Undertaker and his Hell in a Cell match at SummerSlam. So when they're not touring, Edge is a wrestler. There it is.
Well, he's not
Bono
playing
behind.
Guitar.
Yeah,
he's...
Yeah,
well, you heard it here first,
still the family he's looking for. He wants to be the world champion.
Ooh. Sci-Fi Channel tonight, the season finale of Doctor Who.
You can't stop it.
You've already seen it.
I have.
You know,
it's fantastic.
A lot of people have. Also, a brand new episode of Stargate Atlantis tonight.
Ooh, just on for us this evening. Tonight on the Discovery Channel, they've got a show that's very helpful for us, How Not to Become Shark Bait.
Oh, my. No, that is useful.
Yeah, I'm going to be TVing
that. I
don't want
to be shark bait.
No.
No desire to do that. AMC tonight gets it right. A genuine American movie classic from 1986. It's all about Chuck Norris. It's Delta Force.
Lee Marvin there, baby.
Bloody well right. Yeah, he's there,
fantastic.
Too. You're quite right.
FX gets it completely wrong, because tonight they're showing Daddy Daycare followed by Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
I'm afraid so.
I love that. Tonight on Bravo, the remake from 1999, The Thomas Crown Affair. But wait, it's on Bravo, so the delectable goodness of Rene Russo's girl parts.
Oh, I thought you meant seeing Pierce Brosnan's stunt butt.
Well, I guess they'll have that on Bravo.
Possibly.
Given that it's Bravo.
Tonight,
I see what you
Not
did there.
Not that there's anything wrong with
Tonight,
that.
Turner Classic Movies has the original. It's 1966's Alfie. That's the good version
Cartoon
of it.
Cartoon Channel tonight with the Kangaroo Jack.
Ooh, History Channel has Jurassic Fight Club.
Ooh.
The first rule is do not talk about Jurassic Fight Club.
True.
If I'm watching anything, though, it's going to be that there a Lifetime Television for women. Because tonight a student tells a woman that she is going to steal her husband. Tonight, sir, Josie Bassett and Grammy Black star and Joey Feldings, The Other Woman. The Ray Parker Jr. song?
Ray Parker Jr. song.
Oh, the woman. My life was bad. Till she blew my mind. Y'all just don't understand. 1979 has some funk.
Oh, there was rocking in 1979. What? That's what I'm talking about. All right, you want to look in the old GRD mailbag?
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
Welcome back to the show, both of you. Well, it's
yeah.
more of a program, isn't it, since you can't really show us anything.
No, that's true,
well,
technically.
We could. You know, you can come by. Don't we have pictures somewhere?
Oh, sure. The Flickr feed, which you can also access from the website at geekradiodaily.com. And there's a little link to the Flickr feed there in the left column.
So the real meat of this letter from Butch is that, anyway, what are your thoughts on the new animated Star Wars movie coming out?
Okay.
The trailer looks fantastic.
The trailer looks terrific. I don't know anything else about it, and I haven't trusted anything George Lucas has done in years, but the trailer looks good.
You love that holiday special.
But that's old.
The animated movie was supposed to be like, it's like the first couple episodes because this is supposed to be an animated series. But apparently the first three are so good that, F it, we're just making a movie out of it.
Wow.
Movie, baby.
Crazy.
You can't stop the movie.
No, I think it looks good. I'm excited by a bunch of trailers. Some of them I'm not so sure. Now, The Watchmen, again, I think the trailer looks great, but I've read it.
It's a complete fanboy trailer. If you have not read that, you're like, what the hell is this?
Saw The Dark Knight with one of my homies who is not real steeped in comics history the other day, and I said, oh, this is a comic book trailer, dude. Check it out. My buddy Warren.
Yeah.
And at the end, Warren shakes his head and just says, yeah, I don't get it. So.
Well, you know, even if Warren had read that, I would bet that Warren wouldn't have got the trailer.
Well, maybe. Anyway, also, Warren's in a grand what the hell moment, let's talk the Spirit trailer again.
Yeah. Either way, it's either going to be the most brilliant thing ever, or it's going to be, I'm the goddamn Spirit.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the goddamn Spirit.
I know. I don't know what we're going to
get. That's not who
exactly,
the Spirit is.
But we're going to have to see. Harry Potter, I know the trailer is up
Harry
now,
Potter.
By the way.
Oh, and it's beautiful.
I haven't seen it, but I haven't read the book, so it won't mean anything to me anyway.
I don't know. It's still a pretty good trailer because you know there's a bad guy in it.
Yes.
Well, this is where we find out more about the bad guy when he was a little Damien Devil
Child. Oh, when he was a little bad guy. Oh, that's
Damien
cute.
Damien Devil Child 666.
That's so sweet.
Until he, you know, burns people and kills them and stuff.
Well, yeah.
He was an effed up kid, I'm saying.
No kid is perfect, man.
Okay, that's a little bit beyond
perfect.
All
right, anyway, listen, if you want to get email to us, my God, we love to get email. Please send it to us, podcast or Billy Flynn or Vicar or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Also, make sure you get on those forums for some social geek working. Join those too, would you please? In the meantime, being Friday, we get brand new movies coming out. Also, a look at your geekly news. That's next on the August 1st edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hello, Kurt the Camera Guy here from the Wandering Geek Podcast, and it is my pleasure to let you know that my show has been nominated for the Gen Con EN World RPG Awards, which is quite a mouthful, so most people just call them the Ennies, for 2008 in the Best Fan Product category. It's an honor and privilege to represent the podcasting community in such a high-profile arena. However, getting on the ballot is only the first hurdle to bringing home that statue. Step two is where you come in. Open voting for the gaming public begins Monday, July 21st, 2008, and runs through Sunday, August 3rd. You can go to anyawards.com, that's spelled E-N-N-I-E, awards.com, to find out more about the awards themselves and to check out what great role-playing games and supplements also made the ballot. And, of course, if you haven't checked out the Wandering Geek podcast yet, head over to wanderinggeek.info for audio downloads of the show and the RSS feed. I will also have a direct link to the ballot on the main page when voting begins July 21st. I want to thank the hosts of this podcast for playing my announcement, and you, their listeners, for your support of the podcasting community within the greater gaming hobby. And remember, if you'd like to check out my show, it's wanderinggeek.info.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, August the 1st of 2008. It is the 1st day of the
month.
Is
it the 1st or is it the 1st?
It's the 1st of the month, because it rhymes with month. See, that's why you have to have it. The 1st of the month. Get it? See?
I like that.
You know where that comes from?
The 2nd of the plecant. I don't even know what that means.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm going to be quiet now.
Anyway, all right. Flynn and the Vicar here with you on your Friday. That means, yeah, we got all kinds of cool stuff, news on the way, and, of course, brand new movies about which I am very excited here.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Because today is the grand opening of a film that our local paper doesn't even bother to have any information about.
Well, there's probably a reason for that.
I actually didn't even write it down. What's the name of the thing?
It's called The Whackness.
The Whackness.
It's the summer of 1994, and the streets of New York are pulsing with hip-hop. Set against the backdrop, Luke Shapiro spends his last summer before college selling dope through New York, trading it with his shrink, played by Ben Kingsley, for therapy while crushing on his stepdaughter.
Wow, so is it wacky? Does wackiness ensue?
I think it's like that movie is whack. This is the Whackness.
It's whack, y'all. It's whacker whack, than whack, right. Y'all.
It
All right,
is.
Fine. Swing Vote opens today. Bud Johnson,
really?
An apathetic, beer-slinging, lovable loser, is coasting through life that's passed him by. The one bright spot is his precocious 12-year-old daughter, Molly. Aren't there enough precocious tweens in movies coming out of Hollywood now? The lead, of course, is, what's his name, Costner.
Kevin Costner?
Robin Hood,
What's the name of this again?
It's called Swing Vote.
If there's a fee involved, I'll
Swain.
We don't often get to use that twice in a show.
Anyway, on Election Day, she accidentally sets off a chain of events which culminates in the Election Day coming down to one vote. Her dad's!
Oh, wow. So it wants to be a Frank Capra movie.
It's Swing Vote from Walt Disney Productions.
Oh, God.
It's a PG-13.
Wow. Okay. Mm. I don't have a list in front of me, sir.
Oh, all right. So how about The Mummy? That opens.
The Mummy. That's right. The Mummy 3 opens today. Brendan Fraser going, hey, I made enough money with Journey to the Center of the Earth that this is just a paycheck for
cha-ching.
Me.
Cha-ching. Darn right, man.
And
I would,
Jet Li's in it, too. Rachel Weisz said, no thanks.
I know, which is the main reason I'd want to watch it. But listen, I don't begrudge him it, because if I was him,
he's a cool
they
guy.
Offer me a fat check
Certainly.
To do another sequel, sure. And
besides,
it'll make money.
With the interest in this, maybe he can do Monkey Bone 2 now.
Oh, Rob.
All the unanswered questions.
You know it's going to make money.
George
it's
of the Jungle
do fun.
3.
I enjoyed Mummy 1, Mummy 2. I didn't
yes.
see the Scorpion King, because I
it
understood
was right,
it wasn't really a mummy
but
movie.
But it wasn't a mummy movie.
But I liked the first two a lot. I
yeah.
probably won't go, but I would rent this. I
Easily.
Got no problem with that.
I will rent that in a heartbeat,
all
sir.
Right.
Is that all the movies?
It's all the movies
got?
I got,
wow.
dude.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Everybody's still watching Dark Knight.
I know.
11.
Which I will go see again this weekend.
Nice.
Oh, yes, I will.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky perspective. So new Doctor Who head writer Stephen Moffat says, hey, Billy Piper, Rose Tyler will not be returning to the series. Her character was left, and I'm not going to say with who in case you haven't watched the season finale tonight, but let's just say that Russell T. Davies said, look, she's kind of like a needy, clingy girlfriend.
Oh, no. Nobody needs more of those.
And the Doctor tried to leave her in a parallel universe, and that didn't work. But yeah, she's not coming back. So
okay.
We're moving forward, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving forward in Doctor Who.
All right. Well, there you go.
I'm
From
happy.
IGN, speculation on the villains for the next Batman picture is coming thick and fast. We get discussions on this over on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. .com.
Okay.
The UK's Daily Telegraph throwing two new stars into the mix. That paper quoting, quote, unnamed sources. Which, of course, means, it could be anybody. I could have been these stories. But anyway.
Did you spread rumors again that you were going to be in the
Brothers,
movie?
Warner Brothers, possibly Marlon Wayans as the Mad Hatter.
Oh, my. What?
No. Possibly have targeted Johnny Depp to play the Riddler and Philip Seymour Hoffman as the Penguin.
I think we talked about that.
According to their source, producers are convinced that the role of the Riddler is perfect for Depp. I don't know. We'll see. Philip Seymour Hoffman I like an
that
awful lot.
That would be interesting.
Depp. I like Depp.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know.
Really?
That
as
the Riddler. I don't know.
I'm not sure about
Don't think I'm ready for a blonde Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Okay, so J.K. Rowling wrote that, Harry Potter stuff you've heard
I've
about.
I've heard of that book with the magician in it.
Yeah. And she did that little Tales of Beedle the Bard, which she did just one thing for charity, and oh no, I'm not going to release it to anybody. Well, if you go to Amazon, the UK version of Amazon right now, the Tales of Beedle the Bard, the collector's edition, offered exclusively by Amazon hardcover, is there for £50. I don't know my translation anymore, but that sounds expensive to me.
Well, it's $100 or more.
Well, that's easy enough. So, Harry Potter fan, she's still going to milk some money out of you, and I'm probably going to have to get that for the missus because she's a big Harry Potter fan.
Like, she needs your dollars.
Well, yeah.
Wealthiest woman in the UK, you know? All right, from IO9, what kind of world is this?
I don't know.
I ask you,
a
sir.
A whackness world.
Tobey Maguire's mask from Spider-Man is valued at $55,000 in an auction. Ben Affleck's entire costume from Daredevil could pull in up to $70,000. But the prosthetic nose that Lou Ferrigno wore every week as the Hulk valued between $300 and $500.
What?
Yeah.
I got to get that, man.
Yeah.
The
Hulk's nose is worth $300. Hulk smash.
Arthur C. Clarke's health was failing fast, but he still had a story left to tell. So he turned to fellow science fiction writer and friend Frederick Pohl, and together the longtime friends wrote what turned out to be Clarke's last novel, The Last Theorem, which grew from 100 pages of notes, is due in bookstores August 5th, so we have one more Arthur C. Clarke story coming thanks to a friend of his that helped him write that. I think that's just really, really cool and fascinating for all of us out there.
Groovy. Got time for one more if you got it, Holmes.
I'm, pushing the button to make these things load. So Tom Cruise is getting sued. Ex-Scientologist Peter Lattesserie, a longtime critic of the church, filed suit in Southern District Court in Florida July 15th, alleging, among other things, that members of the church harassed him after he left. In court papers provided, he claims a member of the church phoned his lawyer at home, and when the lawyer's wife answered, said he was her husband's homosexual lover. He says that Scientology is a crime syndicate, and that it wants it broken up under the racketeering influence and copyright and corrupt organization law. He wants to use the RICO law to bring down Scientology.
So we continue to hear good things about Scientology.
Nothing but fantastic news as far as Scientology.
Good people.
And, real quick, Tron 2, looks like John Lasseter from Pixar going to be directing that. So it's heavy Pixar influence for Tron 2, Electric Boogaloo.
All right. Rock on the Tron. See the rhyme I did there?
I like that.
Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes. Please drop us a review while you're there. We need some. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com for some social geek work. And don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show. Geek Radio Daily license, none of the Creative Commons attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 U.S. license. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us, would you please, at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Wake up your folks and tell them you're hungry. Go!